Hi, I'm Brian Prince. Welcome to Bytes by MSDN. Today I'm sitting here with Corey Fowler from ObjectSharp in Canada. How you doing, Corey?
Not too bad, Brian, yourself?
Yeah. So what do your bosses think you do at work here?
My bosses are pretty sure that I'm working with Windows Azure and getting our clients up into the cloud.
So you've been working with a lot of people with cloud computing and that sort of thing. And
yeah.
You run the Toronto User Group?
Yeah, we're working on getting a lot more people out to the Toronto User Group right now. But I run it and with a couple of good friends of mine, and we're trying to get it to a point where there's a lot of people deploying to the cloud.
That's cool. And you're an MVP, right?
I am.
Congratulations on getting an award.
Thank you. I'm actually Canada's only Windows Azure MVP.
That's too bad. So we will have to scale up some more instances of Corey then.
We definitely need to scale up some more instances of Corey.
Yeah. So and part of your community work is with the Azure Fest, right?
Yeah. So we came up with this really interesting offering where we bring a whole bunch of people in, tell them about the pricing model of Windows Azure, sign them up, get them registered for a subscription, and get them all deployed or deploy their first project to Windows Azure, which is really interesting, nice little demonstration we put on.
So even business guys could deploy an app to the cloud.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your grandma could even deploy an app to the cloud. Yeah,
That's pretty cool. So what's one of the important pieces of guidance that come up when you're speaking with customers about the cloud and adoption? Maybe they're migrating an app, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think probably the best thing is know and love startup tasks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can leverage PowerShell, the Windows Azure command line, anything along those lines that you need to set up your environment, it can be handled within a startup task. So definitely your best friend in the cloud.
So a customization to the base guest operating system.
Yeah. So, you know, if you need something like Expression Encoder or PHP, if you're into that thing, you can install all that stuff with the startup task.
Even configure Windows Server all up, right? You can add and remove modules and that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, stuff like that's really easily managed with PowerShell.
Any pitfalls with startup tasks we might want to be aware of?
Yeah, you can definitely run into a couple of race conditions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a process called IIS Configurator, which basically bootstraps everything into your into IIS, as well as the OnStart event within the web role or worker role.cs file.
Mm-hmm.
All those things can kind of push, and they're trying to work towards getting your instance up and deployed. You end up running into a scenario where one of those processes can overwrite something else that's going on within your operations.
So they get into a big fight over the bacon.
It's a war over the Canadian bacon.
Yeah,
definitely.
So how would you get around that though? I mean, do you put in locks or delays or what do you do?
Yeah, so you can either write a whole bunch of code to get around all the instrumentation that needs to go on, but you could also deploy a VM role. So if you're running into something that's it's driving you nuts, you can just start up with a Server 2008 R2 VHD, install the tasks that you need or any of the components that you need, integration components for Windows Azure, and then deploy it up to the cloud.
Really? It's that easy?
Yeah.
So VM role is kind of a new role on Windows Azure. Do I are there any concerns with that? Do I have to pay for those Windows licenses?
So there's a couple of concerns. One, there's a small little price increase over what the rest of Windows Azure has to offer because you are storing that VHD in table storage.
Okay.
As well as auto patching that Microsoft will do for you in a web or worker role.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enabled within the VM role.
So you're going to have to do your own patching, manage your own infrastructure
to a little degree,
a little bit more than normal.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming out. Thanks for sharing us everything you've learned working with the community. And I'm Brian Prince. Thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.